Here's another great moment from The Journey. Weekday mornings on UCB's Vision Radio Network. Find out more at vision.org.au.
For the Aussie Hour, we're chatting to a great Aussie author, Rose D. We've been talking a bit about Rose throughout the week, Karen, haven't we?
Just a little bit. I think we've been talking quite a bit about you, Rose. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you join us. You've got two books that we've been chatting about. We've been giving away all this week, Back to Resolution and Beyond Resolution. And to join us for the Aussie Hour, what a great Aussie writer you are.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. And I love my country and I love writing and I love using my faith in my writing. So, yeah, it's, look, you know, it's just a wonderful calling. So I'm very, very blessed.
Now, before we get chatting to you about your books and you know, the background and all the great lifestyle you live in that beautiful part of the world, I understand that you're a bit of a Songstar fan.
Oh, I am. I am queen of the Songstar. I am. Yes, it's well known that you don't give me a microphone in my circles because you will not get me off that thing. So, yeah, I do. I'm not a good singer, but I do attempt to make a joyful noise. So,
and I understand that
my own version of it.
I understand you've been rehearsing a duet with a very awesome up and coming new singer. Is that right?
Oh, and definitely an up and coming singer. Yes, he is very good. My little son Tully, who's six, he's a wonderful little singer, and he sings all around the house all day, and he loves to whistle as well. He's a real whistler as well. He's got a real song in his heart.
Okay, so what song are you guys going to do for us?
Well, we're going to do Jesus Loves the Little Children.
Beautiful.
And, are you ready, Tull? Yes?
Okay, here we go. It's Rose D and the little fella, Tully, 6 years old, with Jesus Loves the Little Children. Take it away.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and
white.
They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
Yay!
Good job, Rose and Tully from Ingham in Queensland. That's beautiful. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you. It was. We had a bit of stage fright. We had a lot more energy in rehearsal, but that doesn't matter.
Well, that is wonderful. Now, Rose, for those who don't know much about this trilogy of books you've written, I understand Resolution is a fictional island that sits off the coast south of the Whitsundays, and these books focus on faith, forgiveness, trust and peace. Tell us a little bit about how the books were birthed. How did they start?
Well, it's a really interesting story. I really was looking for, you know, that thing in life that the Lord wants us to do, and I didn't know what that was. I've always loved to sort of make up stories in my head, but I didn't have any history of writing or being a writer, so I was asking the Lord and praying really hard for that thing that I could do for him. I just wanted to do something. I didn't want my life to pass me by without doing something for him. So it really fell upon my heart to write, or try my hand at writing, because you never know whether the stories in your head are going to interpret onto a screen or onto paper. And I just thought, well, you know, I've just got to give this a go. It's in my heart to do. And my wonderful husband ran out and bought me a laptop, as he has great faith in my abilities.
Yep.
And I just sat down. I didn't know what I was going to write. I didn't even know that I was going to write a decent sized story. I just thought, I'm just going to sit down and write what I know and what I love. So that's what I did. And after much work and editing and all the rest of it that you do as a writer, it turned into Back to Resolution, which was my very first novel. And so I wrote about things that I loved. I wrote about the ocean and the water and the islands and fishing and Aussie characters, especially in North Queensland. I wanted to really write about my North Queensland heritage and the characters that we have up here too.
And obviously that part of Australia is very special to you. You went to a university at JCU, James Cook Uni. You did a Bachelor of Arts, but like you're saying, that whole coastal area has been a focus for your stories of faith for young women. Tell us about your involvement at the Hinchinbrook Marine Cove Resort.
Yeah, well, look, that was a while ago. That was back in my early 20s, right at the very birth of that that area, that development. And I just loved it. I grew up at Forest Beach, right on the beachfront, and so the water to me and the ocean and that part of the country is just a very special place, and I have to have my dose of it each day. And being there in the Hinchinbrook Channel, it really opened up my eyes to the diversity that we have in this area. It was just a beautiful estuary system and just, you know, changes all the time, and the fishing and just the you know, waking up each morning and having the water rushing by and the tide coming in and out. And, yeah, look, it's just, it's the most precious, beautiful area. I think everybody in Australia, every Aussie and beyond, should visit that area. For a lot of the part, it's very untouched.
I think it'd be great to have the Journey doing an outside broadcast there at some stage. Could you swindle that for us?
That sounds pretty good.
I tell you what, Rose, I look forward to actually coming and meeting you next week and to come and check out your part of the world and say hi to you. And just to be there, I know it was the scene for your third book in the trilogy. Tell us about your third book that's about to be launched.
Yeah, a new resolution is about to be launched, and yes, it's the third book. Look, a lot of the scenes are in estuaries. There's a bit of a crocodile scene, and the character is actually a marine biologist, and she's doing some research in the dugong population of the estuary. Yeah, there's a lot of running around in tinnies and fishing, and that part of the world was a great inspiration to me when I was writing this third book because of the time that I had spent there. I really drew on that. There isn't a better place in the world to check out an estuary system than the Hinchinbrook Channel. It's just awesome.
And I understand that you've weaved in a little bit of a plug for the Word for Today devotional in your books. Tell us how you did that.
I sure have, yeah. Well, the Word of Today has been a really large contributor to my faith. It was really a starting point for me when I was searching for the Lord. I wanted that to be a part of one of my characters' journeys as well. So in my second book, Beyond Resolution, my character actually comes to know the Lord through a three-monthly devotional, which is definitely the Word of Today. And I wanted to have the readers who didn't know the Lord, I wanted them to have a place to start. So the book could hopefully plant a seed and have them say, well, hang on, you know, if this character has come to know the Lord through this, I wonder what it's all about. And I wanted them to know that there was somewhere they could go to look further and search further. And so in the back of Beyond Resolution, there's a section that tells people how to get a copy of the Word for Today so that any readers who don't know the Lord can go and check it out and go further and have somewhere to start.
Well, thanks for drawing that in as a part of your writing. And I think it's great that UCB Direct is actually about to stock all three of these books as a trilogy, the first fictional books that are being added to the shelves here. What can you tell us about the launch? Now, your whole offer of these two nights accommodation at the Hinchinbrook Marine Cove is a part of launching book number three. Tell us more.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, well, I wanted to do something that really incorporated my work, and Mark and Lisa up at Hinchinbrook Marine Cove Resort, they were good enough to help me out there and support me in that too. So my book is being launched at the Word Writers Getaway, which is down on the Sunshine Coast in October. It's the second week in October. It's just sort of all a part of that and letting people know that Aussie Christian authors are out there and we write terrific literature, and to seek us out and have a look at our work.
So all of our Song Star competition applicants as such, they're all being put in a draw and they'll be drawn at that actual event?
Yes. Yes, we can. We can draw that at the event. And, yeah, it'll be great to be able to pass on that blessing of being somewhere really special for one of the listeners on Vision.
Well, Rose, I really believe that, you know, in these last days, you know, there is a revival going on. And I really believe there's a revival of the arts too. And I can see yourself, Rose, and many of the other new Christian authors that are being raised up as a part of this end time literary army that's writing great books, great fiction books, and getting people enjoying the craft of writing, but also encountering God through your books. So looking forward to hearing of many more great Christian authors rising up in these last days, just like you, hey?
Yeah, look, it's wonderful. And the Lord really is raising us Aussies up at the moment. We are going through a revival here in Christian literature. And, yeah, and fiction is very important. Storytelling is important. It's a wonderful way to show people who the Lord is. It's terrific entertainment too.
And it's been great, Rose, to have you involved with us all this week in giving away your books and in getting the whole Songstar competition up and happening. And God bless you as you continue and as you go.
Thank you. I've been listening and there's some wonderfully beautiful voices out there. And, yeah, sing a joyful noise. That's what it's all about. Hey?
And if anyone wants to find out more about Rose D, it's rosed.com.au on the end or just .com?
Just .com.
And that's R-O-S-E-D-E-E, rosedee.com. God bless you, Rose. We reckon you're a legend. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it, and have a great day.
Like what you've just heard? There's more great podcasts, or you can listen to us live at vision.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener-supported. Your donation of any amount will help us continue connecting faith to life. Learn more or donate today at vision.org.au.